Behave yourself.
That's terrific. Well, that's marvellous. Now, we're going to have the Bible read for us, and Claire Screen is going to come and read. So, Claire.
Okay, our reading today is found on page 995 of the Bibles somewhere near you. It's Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. So Matthew 21, starting at verse 1. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee."
Good. Claire, thank you very much. Now, you may or may not be aware that today is a day that we call Palm Sunday. And Palm Sunday is the day when we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where he came in and they waved their palm branches. We remember it on the day or the weekend before Easter. So next week we've got Good Friday, we remember that Jesus died, and Easter Sunday, where we remember that he rose again. But today is Palm Sunday. And we've already heard from one of the eyewitnesses, Matthew, all about that very first Palm Sunday. But the good news is that I've tracked down a second eyewitness, someone who was actually there on the day. Now the question is, do you want to meet him? Do you want to meet my eyewitness? Yes, I promise he's not remotely scary, okay? If you want to meet him then, and this includes everyone, if you want to meet him, we've got to shout one word all at the same time, okay? And that word is, well, it's his name, Dobbin, okay? So on three, I want everybody to shout at the top of their voice, Dobbin, okay? One, two, three, Dobbin! He's a bit shy, I think. We might need to try again, okay? Even louder this time, at the top of our voices, on three, Dobbin. One, two, three, Dobbin! Well, here we go. Children and animals. Dobbin, you're very welcome. Come a little bit forward, Dobbin, just so that everybody can see you. Dobbin, I'm so pleased that you could join us this morning. I was just saying to my friends here that I wanted us to hear from an eyewitness, and so I'm so pleased that we can hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yes, that was me. I was really there. Jesus really rode on my back.
Dobbin, you sound a little under the weather.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just a little horse.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you have been around a little while. 2,000 years ago. I'm not surprised you're a bit under the weather. It was a long time ago. To be honest, I would have thought you might have found your way into a Findus lasagna by now. But you're doing okay.
No, I'm the real deal.
Good. Right, enough fooling around. To business. A question. Tell us, what was it like on that first Palm Sunday?
Well, it was amazing. Jesus was riding on my back. I mean, I was really nervous, but he was really cool, calm, collected. And as we got closer and closer to Jerusalem, more and more people were gathering. They were lining the streets. They were getting so excited. And they were just shouting and shouting with excitement.
Well, now, here's my question. They were so excited, you say, but why? Why were they so excited?
Well, Jesus, he was their king. That's why they were shouting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Got it. And actually, when you think about it for a second, it makes sense. Because if you read Matthew, you see his miracles, amazing miracles, and you hear his teaching, and you see how much he loved people. It makes perfect sense that they would conclude that Jesus was their king.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Dobbin, we've got you here today, and it seems like too good an opportunity to miss. I reckon it would be worth our time trying to recreate that moment, that first moment when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And wonderfully, Matthew has recorded for us the words that the crowd said. We've got a donkey and we've got a crowd. So here we go, all right? So turn to your Bibles and turn to verse 9 and have a look down. And I want everyone in front of me, children, and everyone to my left to shout when I say, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Now, we know what Hosanna means, don't we? We don't need a dictionary to look that one up. It means salvation from the king. So, when I count to three, I want everyone to my left, not just the children, to shout, "Hosanna to the king." Okay, on three. Hosanna to the Son of David. One, two, three. Hosanna to the Son of David. Not bad. The bar, I think, is about here, which means you guys have got to raise it. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It's a bit longer, but I think you're up to the challenge, okay? Now, that's a quote from Psalm 118 that the people would have shouted as their king came in. And I want you to shout it on three. One, two, three. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I think the bar took a little dip there. Which means that you guys have got one more chance to go above that bar. The last thing they shouted was, "Hosanna in the highest, salvation from the king." Are you ready? On three, and the children can join in if they want to. One, two, three. "Hosanna in the highest." Definitely raised the bar. But here is our climax. We're all going to shout it all together to try and remember what it would have been like on that day as Jesus rode into the town. Okay, so can you remember what you had to say? When I count to three, we're all going to shout it together and imagine what it must have been like. Okay. One, two, three. Well, how was that, donkey, Dobbin?
Yes, it was a little bit like how it was.
Good. Okay, well, look, either way, what you're telling us is simple. You are telling us that the king had come. The king had come. And it must have been amazing. But Dobbin, as I read the story, there was one detail that just didn't seem quite right.
What's that?
Well, with all due respect, it's you. You see, you don't quite fit the story. Children, help me out. Can you think of words to describe Dobbin here? Who can think of words to describe Dobbin? Yes.
Old,
thank you. Let's not try and be too personal. Yeah. Floppy ears, yeah. Any other words to describe Dobbin? Grey. Old, floppy ears and grey. Now, you see, Dobbin, if the... Yes, I know. You see, if the king was coming into town to be received by his people, I would expect something a bit more like this. And a bit less like, well, this, if I'm honest.
Well, that's where you're wrong. You see, Jesus was a king not bringing war, because if he had, that's the kind of horse he would have rode in on. But Jesus was a king bringing peace. That's the kind of king he was.
Now that makes perfect sense, because in verse 5, Matthew says this was to fulfill the verses that were written that say, "Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey." Humble and mounted on a donkey.
That's right. That's the kind of king he was, bringing peace. That's the kind of king he was, well, and still is today.
So what you're telling me, Dobbin, is that the king had come in peace.
Yes.
Dobbin, thank you so much. It's been so helpful. Are you going to stay around after the service?
Yeah, I think so. I'm planning on doing a few laps around Aviva Square if anyone fancies a ride.
Good. Well, Dobbin, thank you very much. Off you trot. Let's give Dobbin a big round of applause. So there you go. That's what Dobbin tells us. That's what the donkey tells us. That Jesus was a king who came in peace. Because when he came riding into Jerusalem, he wasn't coming to bring war. He was coming to bring peace to people who needed it. To people who needed to be forgiven by their king. And when you think about Jesus, that he was a king who brought peace, you think to yourself, well, what is not to love about that king? Which is why there's one more detail in the story that just confuses me a little bit. Have a look down at verse 10. It says there that when he, that is Jesus, entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And when it says stirred up, it doesn't mean stirred up in a good way. It means stirred up in a bad way. It means that the crowd was angry. The people of Jerusalem didn't want their king. And you think, why? The king had come in peace. Well, let me tell you a little story as we close that might help us understand that. It's a story of two little boys. Two little boys who, when they were very young, were orphans. And they had nowhere to live, nowhere to stay, no home to call their own. And they wandered the streets until one day they found themselves at the doorway of an amazing palace. And they pushed the door, and it came open. And they walked in, and quickly it became obvious that nobody lived in the palace. And so they went all the way up the stairs to the top of the palace and found their two rooms perfect for two little boys. And they stayed the night. And then the next morning there was still no one there. So they stayed another night and another night and another night until they made the palace their home. And life went on like that. Until one day the king came back to his palace. And the doors opened and there was a great fanfare as the king walked in and the little boys came rushing to the top of the stairs to see what was happening. And as they came, they looked down and saw the king and he looked up and saw them. And he walked up the stairs very slowly and they were afraid because they didn't know what he was going to do about them living in his palace. But as he came to the top of the stairs, he looked at them and they looked at him. And they realized all of a sudden that they didn't need to be afraid. He looked at them and he said, "It's okay. I see you've been living in my palace all this time, but I want you to stay. I want you to come and live in my home. I want you to be part of my family." Well, for one of the little boys, this was the best news he'd ever heard. Because not only did he get to stay in the palace and live there with the king, but now he got to be part of his family. But for the other little boy, it was the worst news he'd ever heard. You see, he loved having the run of the palace. He loved that it was his place and his alone. And now he knew he had to live under the king's authority. And he didn't like it at all. Well, if you want to know how that story ended, read on in Matthew's gospel. Because it was the same on that day. Some people loved the king who had come in peace. And they wanted him to be their king. But other people hated it. They didn't like that their king had come. And that's the same down through the ages. People have always responded like that. So as Easter comes this year, and as we remember the death of Jesus and then his resurrection, let's remember that he was the king who had come in peace. And perhaps let's pray that God would make us people who love that king when he comes. Let's pray now and bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that when you sent your Son Jesus into the world, you sent him not in judgment, but in peace. We thank you so much that he came for us to bring forgiveness. And we pray that this Easter time, you would help us to be people who love the King and who welcome him in as he comes. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Boys and girls, very much for all your help. Now's the chance for you, not quite yet, but as we sing, once the musicians start playing, you can head back to your seats. We're going to sing. And you'll see, grown-ups, as we sing, in the second verse, we're told very clearly how it is that Jesus brings us peace with God. The answer's right there in the middle of the second verse. Let's stand, shall we, and sing together.